Now, you're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales. We're taking a look at this week's top science news stories. Helen, you were saying earlier about symbiosis, and you were saying about how these organisms' muscles have teamed up with bacteria, which have the genetic know-how to metabolise hydrogen so they can then give energy to the muscles. Probably an even older kind of symbiosis or collaboration, which has been going on at least for 400 plus million years, is the one that happens between plants and fungi, these so-called mycorrhizal relationships. And this is where plants team up with a fungus, and the fungus lives in the soil, and the plant feeds the fungus some sugar, because plants have photosynthesis, so they can make sugars, which fungi can't, and in return, the fungi give the plants things that they can't make themselves. So, for instance, things like phosphates, for example, and the fungi form enormous branch networks through soil, so they have a very big surface area in contact with the soil, so the plants can effectively use the fungi as an extension of their own roots. But one of the big questions is, this mutualism probably goes back, as I say, over 400 million years, and it almost certainly helped plants to invade the land during the Devonian era, all that time ago in the first place. So, actually, what keeps this mutualism going? What's to stop one of the players cheating on the other? Why don't the plants just nick the phosphorus the fungi make for them and give nothing in return, or the fungi take the sugars and give virtually no phosphorus in return? What's actually to keep the game fair here? And it turns out that this is a free market economy going on here that Barack Obama would be proud of, because Toby Keers, who's a researcher at Freer University in the Netherlands, he's got a paper in Science this week where he and his team ask this very question, and they do it very elegantly. So what they do is they take a very small plant. It looks a bit like clover, actually. It's got little yellow flowers. It's called Medicago truncatula. And you grow this plant in, or roots of this plant, in a petri dish, and team it up with different species of three different related fungi. So they've got three glomus fungi that make these relationships with plant roots. And what they're able to do is to take one fungus which they know is very generous, it gives a lot of phosphorus, another one which is less generous, and one which is really quite stingy. And they compare by using radioisotopes what is going in what direction between the two. So they use carbon dioxide, which is radioactive, to go into the plant, so it makes radio-labelled sugar. And they use radio-labelled phosphorus in the fungus. And they can then trace the exchange of minerals between the two. And what they find is that the more generous the fungus is with its phosphorus for the plant, the more generous the plant is with the sugar going back into the fungus, and vice versa. So if the plant gets stingy, the fungus is stingy, and so on. So there's a free market economy there. So then you've got the question, well, that's if you culture a plant with a fungus. What about if you culture one plant with two or three of these fungi all at once? What happens when there's competition? Can the plants still discriminate who's being fair and who's not playing fair? They did that experiment, and amazingly, if you've got three fungi all competing with the same plant roots, the fungus that's being generous, that one ends up getting lots of sugar off the plant, and the one that's being stingy gets virtually none, and as a result, the one that's being very well rewarded tends to grow and expand and make more contact with the plant, and the stingy one makes less. So there's a strong mutualism there which keeps the two things fair all the way through. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, actually, and it's a really important relationship, like you say, that the soil's full of this fungus, and there are some plants that really don't grow at all or even germinate. I think it's orchids that are really difficult to get growing from seeds. They have to have those fungus to live with an association in order for the plants even to get going at all. So it's a really tight relationship and a really important one.
Indeed. Thanks, Helen. Well, that's it for the news. If you'd like to follow up on any of those stories, including the references to them, you can find them on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.
Laying the facts bare. The Naked Scientists.